Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in your exam, constructing and interpreting cash flow forecasts. Now, I know what you're thinking, numbers, tables, calculations, but trust me, once you understand the logic behind cash flow forecasts, you'll find them surprisingly straightforward. And more importantly, you'll be able to pick up those crucial marks in your exam. Today, we're going to cover everything you need to know. What cash flow forecasts are, how to construct them step by step, how to interpret them like an examiner, and, crucially, how to avoid the common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is a cash flow forecast? Well, it's a financial planning tool that predicts the movement of cash in and out of a business over a specific period, usually month by month. The key word here is cash, not profit. This is absolutely critical, and I'll come back to this distinction in a moment. A cash flow forecast has four main components. First, we have cash inflows. That's money coming into the business. Think cash sales, payments from customers who bought on credit, loans from the bank, or capital invested by the owner. Second, we have cash outflows, money leaving the business. This includes things like paying suppliers, wages, rent, utility bills, and purchasing equipment. Third, we calculate the net cash flow. This is simply total inflows minus total outflows for that month. If inflows are greater than outflows, you get a positive net cash flow. If outflows exceed inflows, you get a negative net cash flow. And finally, we have the closing balance. This is the amount of cash the business has at the end of the month. Now, here's the formula you absolutely must memorize. Closing balance equals opening balance plus net cash flow. Let me say that again. Closing balance equals opening balance plus net cash flow. This formula is the backbone of every cash flow forecast question you'll encounter. Let's walk through a quick example. Imagine a business starts January with £5,000 in the bank. That's the opening balance. During January, they receive £7,000 in cash sales. That's inflows. They pay out £9,000 for rent, wages, and supplies. That's outflows. So the net cash flow is £7,000 minus £9,000, which equals negative £2,000. Now we apply the formula. Closing balance equals opening balance plus net cash flow. That's £5,000 plus negative £2,000, which gives us £3,000 closing balance. Here's the crucial bit. The closing balance for January becomes the opening balance for February. This is where students often make mistakes. They forget to carry the closing balance forward. Always remember, closing balance rolls forward to become the next month's opening balance. Now, let's talk about the difference between cash flow and profit. This is a massive exam trap. Profit is calculated as revenue minus costs over a period. It's an accounting measure of financial performance. But cash flow is about timing, when money actually moves in and out of the business. A business can be profitable on paper, but still run out of cash. How? Well, imagine a business makes a big sale in January, but the customer pays on 60-day credit terms. The sale counts as revenue in January for profit purposes, but the cash doesn't arrive until March. Meanwhile, the business still has to pay wages and rent in February. See the problem? No cash means they can't pay their bills, even though they're technically profitable. This is called a liquidity crisis, and it can lead to insolvency when a business cannot pay its debts as they fall due. Insolvency is the number one reason businesses fail, and examiners love testing whether you understand this distinction. So remember, profit does not equal cash. A profitable business can still go bust if it runs out of cash. Right, let's talk exam technique. When you're constructing a cash flow forecast in the exam, always show your full workings. Even if you make a calculation error, you can still pick up method marks under the own figure rule. That's where examiners give you credit for using the correct process, even if your numbers are slightly off. Common mistake number one, sign errors. When calculating net cash flow, make sure you subtract outflows. Don't add them. I've seen so many students write inflows plus outflows and lose marks immediately. Common mistake number two, forgetting the opening balance in month one. If the question tells you the business starts with £10,000, that's your opening balance for the first month. Don't leave it out. Common mistake number three, confusing cash flow with profit. If a question asks you to interpret a cash flow forecast and you start talking about the business is profitable, you're limiting yourself to basic marks. Instead, focus on liquidity. Can the business pay its bills? Is there a risk of insolvency? When you're asked to suggest improvements to a negative cash flow, make sure your solution fits the context. don't suggest reduce stock levels if the business is a service like a hair salon. They don't hold stock. Don't suggest sell assets if those assets are essential for operations. Tailor your answer to the specific business scenario. And here's a pro tip. Use the structure issue, impact, consequence to build chains of analysis. For example, the business has a negative closing balance of £3,000 in March. That's the issue. This means they cannot pay suppliers or wages. That's the impact. Therefore, suppliers may refuse future orders and staff may leave, threatening business survival. That's the consequence. This kind of developed analysis is what gets you into the top mark bands. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Question one, what is the formula for closing balance? The answer is closing balance equals opening balance plus net cash flow. Question two, what is the difference between cash flow and profit? The answer is profit is revenue minus costs. Cash flow is the actual movement of money in and out of the business. Timing matters. Question three, what is insolvency? The answer is when a business cannot pay its debts as they fall due. Question four, name two solutions for a cash flow problem. The answer is arrange an overdraft, negotiate better payment terms with suppliers, chase late paying customers, or reduce expenses. How did you do? If you got all four, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered how to construct a cash flow forecast using the formula closing balance equals opening balance plus net cash flow. We've explored the critical difference between cash flow and profit. Remember, a profitable business can still fail if it runs out of cash. We've discussed insolvency and why liquidity matters so much, and we've looked at exam technique. Show your workings, avoid sign errors, tailor solutions to the context, and build chains of analysis. Cash flow forecasts might seem mechanical, but they're testing your ability to apply financial knowledge to real business scenarios. Examiners want to see that you understand not just how to do the calculations, but what they mean for business survival. Keep practicing, keep reviewing, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.